The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I am Matthew, and I wish to speak of the conceit of man. How in your world and your reality, the power of the mind is everything. It is your reason that indeed, as you navigate through life, you are rewarded by the expression of the acuity of your mind. And what you are able to accomplish with words and language and ideas. In fact, most of the endeavors of humanity at this time is centered around concepts, paradigms, and ideas that are shared between individuals and groups. Thus, the power of the devices that you carry, the communications that you have, are all engaged in proliferating abstract ideas and knowledge and beliefs that are based on human experience. How saddened are we in the celestial kingdom to observe how this reality and this way of being in the world is overshadowing all other ways that the hearts and souls of humanity are neglected by the power and the force of human endeavor focused upon words and communications. Indeed, the mind is a gift from God. Yet the mind in its present state and overblown status within the consciousness of men has become more of a burden than a gift. It is important for all of you to realize that in prayer and feeling and experience of the soul, more truth and understanding and validity of life is gained in this way. A million books can be written on this subject, and yet one prayer can bring to you all the truth you may need to navigate a successful life, a life that God has given you. But indeed, this idea to some is considered sacrilege and erroneous. For humanity feeds upon the success of the mind. And if one is to challenge the success and these abilities, then they are contrary to human endeavor. And indeed, from this perspective, they are correct. And yet, where is human endeavor going? Where is it bringing you, beloved souls? Is it bringing you more happiness, greater health, more blessings, more harmony, more love? In some respects, it satisfies the needs of the body and gratifies the longings of the body. And the desire of the mind to be foremost and in control is satisfied by this way of living and enacting life. Unfortunately, there is a great imbalance in human endeavor. You may be able to build structures that touch the sky. You may be able to create inventions that give greater ease to the material life. You may be able to enrich one another in a material way by collaborating and working together for material gain. All of these material endeavors can be satisfied with mental acuity and focus. But indeed, as we have said often, the length of a human life is short. The length of a human life is created by God, that carries on in the world of spirit, is very long indeed. Yet no consideration is given to what must come and how one must prepare for this more important phase of human existence. Thus, the imbalance creates ignorance and assumption and fear. It is time for humanity to put away their fears, to turn their assumptions into fact, to bring the truth to not only their minds, but their souls. For without establishing greater harmony within the individual, then the consequences of this ignorant path are great upon the individual, not only in the material life, but also in the life of spirit. And as you are well aware, many who pass over into the spirit world pass into very low conditions, conditions that reflect much more the material world and material life. And many who do so are stuck within these planes for a very long time, for they refuse to look beyond that which to them is obvious and important. Their minds cannot accept that there is a greater reality. They come to see their relationship with life as two-dimensional, leaving out the dimension of God and their relationship with our Creator. It is important for you, beloved souls, who know so much more than many others, to share these truths, to help humanity focus upon what is important, not the material plane that continues to distract and bring gratification, but to have a balance between this and the spiritual, those parts of every soul every individual that needs nurturing and upliftment. And that soul has an intuitive and natural longing for God. But this is ignored by many. And indeed, the conditions in your world reflect this ignorance and this lack of understanding. And so we nurture all of you who are willing to step beyond these limited ideas and perspectives. We urge you on in your prayer life as you seek to be with God and to receive that great blessing of God's essence within your soul. And you begin to see the world differently, do you not? You begin to understand the priorities that are important, the perspective that is balanced and harmonious. And you begin to see your part, your position in the world. You desire to be a light, to be a harbinger of truth, to bring the reality of God to the consciousness of humanity. Thus, you have around you and with you many angels to support you. Much is given to you, beloved souls. A great dispensation of light surrounds each of you. Utilize this gift and the many gifts that are within to help awaken humanity. For this is our goal. This is God's desire. And within your soul, you know that it too is your goal. So may you come to put aside the distractions of the material, the care, worries and cares of that human life that is so revered and supported by human endeavor. Rather, be that soul that is truly a child of God. Be that individual who understands the power of prayer, the importance of nurturing the soul and forging a relationship with God. This is where peace comes. This is where joy wells up within. This is where all truth will be understood by the faculties of the soul. May God bless you on this journey, beloveds. May you truly come to see what it is that you are seeking and what it is that you are manifesting by following the desires of your soul. May God's love continue to awaken you. May you seek it with a fervency and desire that will truly change and transform you. And in time, your mind will find its place within all that is you and all that can be you. My beloved friends, God bless you. I am Matthew, and I love you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.